Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice about user experience and digital transformation. And today I'd like to talk a little bit about training, if I may, and in particular training for your company's marketing staff. Because in my opinion, organizations need to start providing better digital marketing training if they want to remain competitive. Training that extends beyond how to use the content management system. In my experience, corporate training in most organizations woefully lacks in the field of digital, and nowhere is that more so than with digital marketing training. I've written before about the immense challenges employees face in adopting digital and then staying abreast of digital best practice. Yet companies constantly underinvest in helping those employees stay up to date or for the older generation to make the transition to digital. The reason I highlight digital marketing in particular is that in my experience, most digital projects are driven from marketing. What's more, marketing is increasingly responsible for the customer experience in a world in which customers are ever more demanding, in part because of the power that digital has given them. But this lack of investment in training, and in particular digital marketing training, doesn't just impact the employee. It also damages for the business as well, as digital projects are routinely mismanaged and fail to fulfill their potential even within large and supposedly experienced organizations. In my previous post about corporate training, I wrote about how training should happen and what should be involved in it. In this post, I want to look specifically at digital marketing training in particular and outline five areas I believe need special attention. Let's start by diving into the most obvious. Most marketing people I work with are fairly competent when it comes to driving traffic to their website. Of course they are, that's their job. However, encouraging people to act when they do finally arrive on your site often turns into an exercise in frustration. A frustration made worse by the ridiculous pressure they find themselves under from management to meet revenue targets. That inevitably results in marketers adopting increasingly desperate techniques, as I discuss in my post on dark patterns and aggressive persuasion. Methods that are ultimately damaging for the business too. For these reasons, most organizations could benefit from at least some digital marketing training around conversion rate optimization. But another crucial component in digital marketing training, in my mind at least, is an introduction to user research techniques. I still see marketers making considerable numbers of assumptions about user behavior and spending little time with users to ensure that those assumptions are correct. Now, I'm not suggesting marketers need to become experts in user research, but they should at least have some experience with techniques such as empathy mapping, customer journey mapping, and top task analysis. That also leads on to another topic for digital marketing training, which is usability testing. Usability testing should be the backbone of any digital project, especially when combined with other forms of testing like multivariate testing. However, often this is skipped because those running digital projects, often marketers, have little experience with it. They see it as time-consuming and expensive. Of course, in truth, just a little bit of training would enable any digital marketing team to carry out their own lightweight usability testing as part of their everyday operations, and that would allow them to improve conversion, better target their campaigns, and avoid costly mistakes. But integrating usability testing into your workflow will also mean that marketers need to reconsider how they run digital projects. Marketers are not digital experts, and neither are they project managers, yet they often have to fulfill the role of both with little or no training. They therefore fall back on traditional project management techniques that are not always a good fit in the digital world. The result is projects that often go over budget, miss deadlines, and fail to reach their potential. Organizations need to ensure that they're educating their marketing staff about modern digital project management techniques as part of any digital marketing program. They need to be introducing staff to agile working, minimal viable products, lean UX, and continual iteration. Finally, no digital marketing training would be complete without a deep dive into writing for the web. Look, don't get me wrong, most marketers are excellent copywriters who know how to write engaging, compelling copy. That what they are less good at is knowing how to write for the specific medium that is the web. Whether you're talking about eye strain from reading online or the sheer quantity of material clamoring for our attention, users are rarely giving our copy their full attention. We therefore need to approach writing online copy in a completely different way, and marketing teams need training on how to achieve that. Look, I'm biased. I offer digital training, so of course I'm going to say that marketing teams need more of it. But don't take my word for it. Go and ask your marketing team. I can pretty much guarantee that they will be desperate for more support in this area, because at the moment they're expected to be experts in the field for which they've never received any training. And that's a tall order for anyone.